Okay, today we got an important message today. It's called, What's Causing Your Problems? What's causing your problems? I want us to take a look at this and really understand what is causing the problems in your life. I'm telling you today, people, listen to this. When you leave here, if you grasp this message, if you understand what the cause of your problems are, you're going to know that your problems are gone. You're going to know that those problems are no longer going to plague you. They're no longer going to have a problem. You're no longer going to be dealing with it. You're going to have overcome it. Say amen.
Amen.
God wants us to overcome our problems, but we've got to be able to see what the cause of the problems are. A lot of times we're only seeing with our physical eyes. We're seeing what somebody else is telling us are the problems. We're seeing what we're looking at in the physical, but we're not seeing the true root of the problem. And we can't see it. It's not because we have a problem with our eyes, although some of us wear glasses. It's not a physical problem. It's a problem with our mind. Our mind gets clouded, gets deceived, and it cannot see the truth. And that's why we're building our faith. That's why we need to come into the Word of God and read His truth. And as we read His truth, that is light. It fills our mind with light. It enlightens it. It casts out the darkness. It takes away that fog of gloominess. And then we can properly see. And we can see the truth of what's really happening in our life, what's really happening in the world, and we can address the root cause of those problems rather than getting upset at something that's superficial or has no real bearing on what's happening in our life. What are the problems I'm talking about? You might be dealing with something physical. It might be a physical issue. Maybe your body is hurting. Maybe you've got some sort of sickness. Maybe there's some sort of disease that you've been battling and you want to overcome. Whether it's a major condition or a minor condition, we got to know what the root cause of the problem is. And listen to this. Here's what Paul said in Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Now think about that in terms of your physical condition. He is saying, that is not the cause of your problem, the flesh and the blood. He is saying that is not the primary source of the problem. Now, we've got other problems in our life, too, that we wrestle with. But check this out. Whether your problem is you're trying to get a business started and for whatever reason, it's just not happening. The finances aren't coming in yet. There's hurdles that seem like they're in the way. Maybe it's just not rolling the way that you want it to. Notice it has nothing to do with a person. It has nothing to do with the people in your life. Sometimes we start to look at people and make it about them. We start thinking, I'm not succeeding in my career because of that person. It might be the boss, might be a coworker. In your relationships, you're saying, oh, I'm not succeeding because of that person. You start noticing there's strife and there's aggression and there's anger, and you start pointing the finger at somebody. You start making it about a person, but look what Paul said. Paul wrote Ephesians in 6:12. He says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. God has been speaking to me about this for a long time now. This is one of our faith-building verses. I hope you had the revelation of what this meant when you were reading it. Because that's what we need to get into, the root of, well, what is it? Because he's saying it's not about people. He's saying, it's the problem is not your body, and the problem is not people. Sometimes when we have fighting with coworkers, or there's strife, or there's disagreement in a relationship, or a marriage, or in the family, we start to look at somebody. And we say, if my life would be better, I wouldn't have a problem if that person wasn't in my life. If I could just get rid of them, then all my situations would be solved. Sometimes it's groups of people. We hear about wars that are going on. We hear about wars that are being planned. People begin to look at a group of people and decide they're the problem. And we start to go to war with them. We start to create battles and strife with them on a larger scale. What did Paul say? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It is not the people that are the problem. They are not the primary source or cause of the problem. We need to really get this into our understanding. Get this into your heart. Take this to heart, people. This is not the cause of your problem, whether it's your business, whether it's your relationship, your marriage, whether it's at your work, your professional career, whether it's a business that you're starting, whether it's strife or conflict in the world, whether it's wars that are starting or that have been going on for centuries. It is not a people problem. It is not a people problem. We've got to get out from looking with our physical eyes and begin to see with our spiritual eyes. As long as we look with our physical eyes, what do we see? We see flesh and blood. That's what we see with the spiritual eyes. We can't see beyond the physical things. And so all we see as our problem is those physical things. Now we have other stuff telling us that that's the problem too. The media is good at telling us what our problem is. Politicians are good at telling us what our problem is. Sometimes our spouse is good at telling us what our problem is. But our problem has nothing to do with flesh and blood. So do not be deceived. Do not let yourself be deceived in seeing the world that way. People of the world see the world as a physical problem. They see it as a flesh and blood problem. And if they could just get rid of those people or that person, then their problems would be solved and they would have no more problems. But it has nothing to do with flesh and blood. It has nothing to do with that person maybe that you're in conflict with right now. It has nothing to do with that person that maybe you've been struggling with at work. It has nothing to do with that group of people that have been saying something or living a different way than you. It has nothing to do with any of that. Let me continue in Ephesians 6:12, because Paul says something else. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Paul is talking about forces of darkness, unseen forces. I'm not talking conspiracy theory here. I'm not talking about something behind the cloaked veil that's running the government, that's planning strategies. No, I'm talking about spiritual forces of darkness. That's what I'm talking about, that are working behind the scenes, that are bringing in sickness, that are bringing in strife, that are bringing in anger into relationships, that are turning you, getting you churned up and getting you all excited and worked up over somebody, getting you all fired up that this person's a problem. I don't like this person. You suddenly start to feel this churning inside you. This person's really getting on my last nerve. One more time and right in the kisser. You start to feel that building inside and there's a burning going on there. But it's these powers that are unseen, the rulers of darkness. They're the ones that are churning it and fueling it and firing it up. And they want us to stay deceived. They want us to stay so we can't see. Why? Because if we see them, then we know what our true problem is. As long as we don't see them, we see the person. When we're looking with our physical eyes, we need to see with spiritual eyes. We need to get built up spiritually, get the truth in, get the light in, because God's truth is light. It enlightens our minds, enlightens our hearts, and now we begin to see with spiritual eyes. We begin to see beyond the physical, and we begin to see what really is the problem. We start seeing the primary cause of the problem. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what the physical condition that maybe you're concerned about with, that you have, or whatever it is you think you've got that's a physical issue, something that's ailing you, or just a symptom that's been bothering you. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, a cough due to cold, or some serious disease, or some disease they just came up with a diagnosis with. It doesn't matter whether it's been around for centuries or they just invented it. It doesn't matter, you know, any of those things. I'm telling you that every single problem that's affecting your body, every single problem that's affecting your organs and your mind and your heart, that's making you feel sick, that's making you feel tired, that's making you feel weak, that's making you feel depressed, every single one of them, without a question, is due to the cause of the forces of darkness, the rulers of darkness, as it says in this verse. It has nothing to do with people. It has nothing to do with anything else other than that. That is the primary cause of it. has nothing to do with God, because many times we point it out to God. Well, why would God make this happen to me? He must be teaching me a lesson. No, God doesn't do bad things. God doesn't bring sickness onto us. God doesn't bring war onto us. God doesn't bring strife onto us. God doesn't bring these problems onto us. God brings goodness. He brings love. He is a God of love. He brings peace upon us. He brings goodness into our hearts. That's the God that we worship. That's the God that rules this world. But there are forces of darkness out there that are bringing sickness, that are bringing strife, that are bringing anger, that are bringing conflict into our life. And we've got to be able to see that is the cause. We're not going to see it. We're not going to see it if we're part of the physical world, because they look with physical eyes. We're not going to see it unless we start to fill ourselves with the truth of God, begin to build up your faith in the Word of God. This is why it's so important to get into the verses and hear the verses. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is why it's so important to get into church every week. Get in and hear me talk about something. Because if you don't hear me talk about it, then you never enlighten to it, and the light never goes on, and you never receive the truth, and you continue to walk in darkness. We need to continually be renewing our mind, continually letting the light go on and more truth come in. Amen. We need to continually be replenishing our soul with the truth that God wants to give us, mm-hmm. so that we can get out of the deception, out of the deceiver. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. This is what these principalities and powers come to do. I would also add into that lie. Mm-hmm. They have to deceive you, trick you, convince you that something that is not, something that is not is, get you all mixed up, get you all turned around, and pretty soon you start running. You start running not based on truth, not based on God's plan, not based on your purpose of where you're going. You start running on fear. You start running on anger. You start running on aggression. You start running with the masses because they're running. You decide to run too. We get deceived by the deceiver. It says in John 8:44, and this is Jesus talking about the devil. He is a liar and the father of it. Jesus said that. He is a liar. So he's trying to deceive us with his lies. He's trying to convince us of something that is not. What is not? That they have power over you. These principalities and powers and rulers of darkness have no power over you. Say amen.
Amen.
These principalities and powers and rulers of darkness have no authority whatsoever.
Amen.
They don't have the ability to cause you problems.
Amen.
Because you're believers. Because you believe in God. Because you believe in the Word of God. Because you believe what God did when he came and walked on the earth as Jesus. He fulfilled all things, and he took from these principalities and powers all their authority. He took from them all their power. This is why they are liars. They have to lie because they got nothing else. This is why they're deceivers, and they have to deceive. And if they can get your mind clouded, then they can trick you into thinking they've got some sort of power over you. Now check this out. He came. This is what it says in Colossians 2:15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.
Amen.
This is talking about Jesus. He triumphed over them. When he came and walked on the earth, he triumphed over all. All. How many is all?
All.
All of them.
100%.
Everything. Every principality and power he overcame. He made a public spectacle of them. He kicked their ass.
Amen.
Totally and completely and unequivocally, without a doubt, leaving not one shred of authority or power in them.
Amen.
And then he says in Matthew 28:18, this is when he's talking to his disciples, and then he came and he spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So Jesus came and took away the authority and power of these forces of darkness. They got no power to make you sick.
Amen.
They got no power to make you angry. They got no power to be a problem in your life unless you're deceived by them. Unless you believe the lies that are being told. They have no power over you to create conflict in your life. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be broke.
Yes.
You don't have to be struggling.
Amen.
This is your day of liberty, people.
Amen.
This is your day where you're set free.
Praise
this
God.
Is your day where you walk in the light. Because when you walk in the light, that's the truth of God. And when you walk by the truth of God, you see the truth.
Amen.
And you see these principalities and powers have no power over you. They cannot rule over you because you're a believer.
Yes. Yes.
You walk in the power of Jesus.
Yes.
Because he didn't only get all that power and authority, and it wasn't just for him.
Yes.
He did that so he could give it to you.
Yes.
So he could bestow it upon you.
Amen.
So you would receive the liberty. So you would be set free and be able to walk. And this is God. God raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that age which is to come. That's eternity. For all time, always,
Amen.
And all time, all authority, he has. This is Jesus is talking about. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Jesus took all that power, all that authority. He sat down at the right hand of God, meaning he has the authority of God. All things are under his feet, meaning he has power over all things. There is no ruler of darkness that has any power whatsoever. And the people of the church, when they believe in God, the people that are believers, that are walking with God, that have a personal relationship with God, you, when you're walking with God, you have that power. You have that authority.
Amen.
You have that ability. And the only thing you need is to fill your mind with the light. Let the truth get in that there is no powers of darkness over you, that they have no strength over you, that they cannot make you sick, and they cannot make you angry, and they cannot make you poor, and they cannot make you upset, and they are not a problem for you. Because God has given you, through Jesus, he has given you the authority, all authority in heaven, on earth. Take it.
Amen.
Take it right now.
I take it.
Take that authority and begin to use it. You've got to fill yourself with the truth, fill yourself with the light so you see the problem, because it's easy to get deceived. I'll tell you, it's easy to get deceived because I know there are times where I start to grumble about people. I start to grumble and start getting upset. Somebody's upsetting me. But Paul said, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against people. But sometimes we get deceived. Because you start to see things only with your physical eyes, and you start to get worked up. I remember, I think it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, there was this guy that I know, and he's got a great family, and he started doing these things that seemed really idiotic and stupid to me. I just started to get, what is he doing? He's hurting his wife, he's hurting his kids. I started to get all worked up about it, and I started, you know, grumbling about it, and I started talking like, this guy, he's making mistakes, and I don't know what he's doing, you know, and I just started, you know, and here I am wrestling against flesh and blood. And then God reminded me of this verse. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, God started to tell me. Oh, and the light went on. When the light went on, I suddenly realized, oh God, I received my forgiveness. Right there. I've already been given my forgiveness. I received my forgiveness for that. Because now I see the truth. And I started to pray. And I prayed with authority in Jesus' name, and I commanded the forces of darkness to be gone off of this family, to be gone off of this man. I prayed for him to receive the light of Jesus because he is a believer. And I prayed over that family that they would receive that light, and those forces of darkness have no power over them because they believe in Jesus. And when I prayed that, immediately something happened. And the father started to see. the father started to see the truth because I commanded the light onto that house and onto that man. Instead of grumbling against flesh and blood, I got to the source of the problem in Jesus' name. Pulled it out of there. He started seeing and he started doing something different. He suddenly saw other options for his family. He started making better choices for his family. And I know it was because God spoke to me and said, "You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, Ted. That's not the problem. You're not seeing the problem." And when I did see the problem, when the deception was lifted, and this is how easy it is. It's easy for us to be deceived because there are people out there that are boneheads. They're doing things that are going to irritate you. They're doing lame brain things and you're going to be saying, "What is wrong with this guy?" It's going to irritate you. And it's easy to start making it about them. Start saying, "What is wrong with their decision making?" Because the decision is so clear to you. There's so many options to you. There's so many choices to you. You know there's all kinds of things you could do. But when a person is being deceived and under the forces of darkness, they sometimes only see one option. And it's usually the wrong one. It's usually the worst one. It's usually the one that's going to create the most problems in their life. And at that time, they don't need us to be angry with them. They need us because you have been given the authority and the power on earth. These principalities and powers do not have it. Adam gave his authority that God gave him to the principalities and powers. He gave it up. Jesus took it back. Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus took it back for you. And he has given it into your hands. See, here in Matthew 28:18, he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." Yeah. He said, go forward. Disciple is somebody like me. Somebody like Jesus is what he's saying. He's the one speaking. He says, go make more people like me. Meaning more people that have all authority on heaven and earth. See, our job is to subdue the principalities and powers of darkness because they have no authority. But we need to use the authority that Jesus has given us in this earth. Wherever we see strife, wherever we see deception, wherever we see sickness, and we need to command and call down the power of heaven into that situation. Call down the light of God, because you have the power and the authority to subdue the powers of darkness, because they have no authority and no power. Yes. You've got it. You've got the power. Say, "I've got the power.
I've got the authority.
Jesus has given it to me."
Jesus has given it to me.
So your mission is to go out there and subdue the principalities and powers that are trying to lie and deceive. When you see it in action, you need to command it. Just as I did, that situation changed around just like that. Immediately, it turned around. If we're getting to the root cause of the problem, it's going to turn around immediately. If we're complaining about somebody, if we're complaining about our body or somebody, if we're just looking at the flesh and the blood, we're not getting to the primary cause of the problem. We're not going to be solving the problem. We're looking with our physical eyes. And you got to know right there, I'm being deceived. Because a spiritual man, a believer that walks with the Lord, sees with his spiritual eyes. He sees the whole picture. And he sees what's really happening here. He sees why that business isn't thriving. He sees the forces behind it that are stopping it. Because God's will is that you multiply and you increase and you prosper in all things.
Yes.
That you are healthy and that you are abundant and that you are victorious.
Amen.
He has given you victory over all things. So if that is God's will, that you are victorious and you are healthy and you are prosperous in all things, that means something else is stopping it. And we got to be able to see with spiritual eyes so that we can use the authority that Jesus has given us, upon those situations to transform and change them in all ways.
Amen.
Say amen. Thank
amen.
You. And you can do it.
Yes.
You've got that power. You've got that authority. It is
amen.
God's plan. It is God's will. God took it back
yes.
through Jesus. He took it back and he put it into your hands.
Yes.
And now you've got it. And when you start to see with spiritual eyes, when you are enlightened and you are filled with the truth, you're filled with that divine truth that God has given, you begin to see with the spiritual eyes and you start to see the situations through whole new eyes and you begin to see the real, true cause of the problems, and now you can begin to speak to those problems
Amen.
And tell them to be changed.
Amen.
Sometimes when we're just speaking to the symptoms or speaking to something we see in the physical, we're not getting to it. I mean, this is the beautiful thing about Liza when she was talking about Romans 8 and 26. She was talking about the Spirit interceding for us. Sometimes we're praying for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We're praying for something physical. But thank God the Spirit is talking to God about something supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
He is talking about the real primary cause of the problem. So sometimes when we don't see it, we got to know the Spirit is getting to the root cause.
Amen.
Be filled with the truth, people. Be filled with the truth today, because your problems are over.
Yes. Amen.
Your day of struggle is done.
Amen.
Get excited about this, people.
Praise God.
Your sickness is finished.
Amen.
It's got no power over you. The symptoms that have been plaguing you are gone.
Amen.
The struggle that you've been going through is gone.
Amen.
Victory is yours.
Amen.
The victory in Jesus' name. The victory is upon you in all ways. Say amen to this.
Amen.
Receive this. Receive this victory fully and completely. These things, this is John wrote this, and it's Jesus speaking. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace.
Amen.
In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes.
He's saying, it's not that you're going to come against, you're not going to have no problems, and you're going to be walking along on paths of lilies and whistling every day. He's saying tribulations will come, but I have overcome the world. Meaning that when you believe in Jesus, you have overcome the world. You have overcome those tribulations. You have authority and power over those tribulations. God has given that to you. In 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
Amen.
You have been born of God. When you invited Jesus into your heart, you were born of God. You received the righteousness of God. You received the victory of God. You received the authority of God in Jesus' name. All of that
Amen.
Belongs to you.
Yes.
It's yours. You overcome the world. The world's got no, there are no problems. There's nothing that can hold you back. You know the secret. You know the secret that you've overcome the world when you see the primary source and you can command it, be gone.
Amen.
Be gone with you. That is the gift that God has given you. That is the gift that God has put into your head. That's how much God loves you. What manner of love is this that God has poured out such incredible gifts, created such an amazing plan for you? You have that plan. If you want to receive this right now, say amen.
Amen.